Welcome back to Understory Kids. Okay, let's dive in. If you're trying to figure out the best way to support your child, especially, you know, when they're navigating tough emotional or behavioral stuff, it can feel like just this overwhelming amount of information out there. Where do you even start? Well, today we're doing a deep dive into one option you might have heard about, group therapy for children. It might sound a bit formal, clinical, maybe. But the source we're digging into today suggests it's actually a really powerful tool. We're using a guide called Everything About Group Therapy for Children from the folks at Understory Kids. That's us. Our mission today is to unpack this guide, really pull out the key insights for you, because you probably have questions, right? Like, how does it actually work? Is it like a classroom? Will my kid even get enough attention? This deep dive using the Understory Kids guide should help answer some of that.
Yeah, and what the guide really stresses early on is that group therapy for kids is pretty different from other things. It's not just free play, and it's not individual therapy with an audience. It's specifically set up to bring kids together with peers facing similar kinds of challenges. It builds this sense of community. And the fascinating thing is how that directly tackles the isolation so many kids feel when they're struggling. Let's get into how that happened.
Okay, let's unpack that. The Understory Kids Guide lays out four main reasons why group therapy often comes up as a really good option. First one, peer support. The guide really hammers this home. Just seeing other kids dealing with similar things, that's huge. It helps a child realize, okay, I'm not the only one feeling this way or, you know, struggling with this specific thing. Reduces that isolation.
Exactly. And that shared experience is just so critical. When you feel like you're the only one with a certain problem, it can be incredibly lonely, right?
Yeah.
It hits self-esteem hard. The group setting, well, it directly confronts that feeling of being an anomaly. It starts building connection right away.
Okay, second point from the guide, skill development. Group therapy is like a safe practice zone for social skills. Things like cooperation, how to communicate clearly, how to handle disagreements without, you know, everything falling apart.
And that's the key difference from just, say, playing with friends. Here you have a professional, a therapist, guiding those interactions. They provide coaching, feedback, right in the moment. It's structured practice, but in a controlled, supportive space.
Makes sense. Then, number three is the variety of perspectives. Being in a group means kids see different ways their peers tend to problems. The guide says this naturally helps them build empathy, and they learn there isn't just one single right way to cope.
Which is so important, isn't it? Helping kids understand different viewpoints. Group therapy gives them a direct way to experience that. They learn from each other's approaches, see things from outside their own bubble.
And the fourth reason the guide brings up is practical. It tends to be more cost-effective, usually less expensive than one-on-one therapy sessions.
And if you think bigger picture about access to mental health support, well, the fact that group therapy is often more affordable makes it a viable option for more families who really need that support. Accessibility is key.
Okay, this next part from the Understory Kids Guide is really compelling. It talks about the group becoming a kind of safe haven, and they share this real-life example. It really paints a picture. It describes this group that ran for 5 whole years, funded by the Los Angeles Child Development Center, and the kids in it. Wow, such a mix. Extremely shy kids, one who really struggled with speaking in public, another dealing with obesity and the shame around that, and others from really tough home situations, like parents in rehab or abusive environments, just very different surface struggles.
But despite those differences, the guide points out this deep common thread. They all share this profound fear, a fear of the world, really. And that shared underlying fear, even unspoken, created this incredibly powerful bond between them.
Yeah, and the guide describes what happened over those 5 years. They built this amazing camaraderie. They learned to actually rely on each other, trust their peers. They developed perseverance, resilience, real emotional coping skills, often just by trying things, messing up, and figuring it out together.
That case study is just such a powerful illustration. It shows the benefit isn't only from the therapist, right? It's hugely from the peers. That feeling of being truly accepted, truly understood by others who get it, even if their story's different, that provides a unique kind of healing. It hammers home that realization, okay, I'm not alone in this.
Yeah.
Even when things feel really dark.
So powerful. The Understory Kids Guide also gets really specific about who tends to benefit most from group therapy, like children dealing with social anxiety. The guide mentions group cognitive behavioral therapy group CBT, and it points to research showing it really helps reduce anxiety for adolescents, both during and after. You know, for those kids who find it almost impossible to raise their hand or even speak up in class.
Right. And group CBT works well here because it's structured. Kids get to gradually practice facing those social fears. but in a setting that feels less intimidating. A form of exposure, but with peer support and a therapist guiding them, making it feel more manageable than just jumping into the deep end alone.
Okay. Another group mentioned is children with depression. The group lets kids share those really heavy feelings and experiences, and they build coping strategies together with support from peers and the therapist. The guide mentions group CBT programs showing real success in reducing symptoms over time. And those symptoms, wow, they can look so different, like just having no energy, no interest in anything. Or the opposite, maybe being excessively busy. Things feeling boring, even simple stuff like brushing teeth feeling impossible, losing interest in food, pulling away from friends. It's debilitating.
And depression is just so isolating. Reading the guide's description of those daily struggles, it's very real. Sharing those specific difficult things with others who actually understand, that can be incredibly validating. It can give them the push they need to try the new coping skills they're learning in the group.
Then there are children with ADHD. The guide highlights how common challenges with social skills and impulse control are for them. Group therapy gives them a space to actively practice stuff like following directions, waiting their turn to speak, figuring out what others are feeling, building sympathy, patience. We've all seen kids who struggle with blurting out answers, interrupting, that inability to just wait.
Yeah, and this is where the hands-on, interactive part of group therapy really helps. It's a safe place to make mistakes, actually. They get immediate feedback, see how their actions affect others, but in a supportive way. That structured practice in the group helps them take those skills back to home and school.
The guide also talks about children with emotional instability, kids who struggle with really intense emotions, maybe big mood swings, feeling overwhelmed. It mentions studies showing group therapy helps reduce aggression, disruptive behavior, and notes particular benefits for boys learning emotional regulation and building self-esteem. Symptoms here could be things like threatening to leave, huge anger episodes, maybe even getting physical, or sometimes just being totally unable to say how they feel.
Learning to identify, understand, and then manage those big emotions in a healthy way is just fundamental. The group acts like a mirror sometimes. It provides a different kind of consequence or feedback than they might get elsewhere, and it offers alternative ways to express what's going on inside.
And finally, the guide addresses children witnessing divorce or other big family changes. Even if they don't show obvious signs, kids often grapple with complex feelings, abandonment, confusion, anger. It's a lot. Group therapy gives them a safe space to talk about those feelings and realize other kids are going through similar things. The source also points out how it can hit differently depending on age. Younger kids might blame themselves, older kids might feel more anger or betrayal.
And a key part of the therapy here is often psychoeducation. Helping kids understand, for example, that the divorce isn't their fault. And giving them actual tools, healthy coping strategies for navigating all the changes in their family life. Sharing with peers normalizes it all.
Okay, so we know why and who, but what does this session actually look like? According to the Understory Kids Guide, it sounds like it's definitely not just sitting in a circle talking the whole time. It's designed to be really interactive and engaging. Yeah, the guide breaks it down. Sessions often start with icebreakers activities just to help kids feel comfortable, get settled in. Then usually progress check-ins, maybe sharing something about their week or from a journal if they keep one. The main part involves group activities focused on building those skills we talked about, maybe problem-solving tasks, communication games, role-playing tricky situations. Sometimes crafts are involved to keep it engaging. Then expressive activities like drawing or painting. These help kids get out feelings they might struggle to put into words, which is great for anxiety or depression. There are also bonding activities, like maybe group storytelling, which can tackle problems indirectly while strengthening the group connection. And they usually wrap up with goodbye activities, something positive to end on, maybe sharing gratitude or focusing on feeling uplifted.
You can really see the intention behind that structure, can't you? It flows. Starts with comfort, checking in, moves into active skill practice, and expressing feelings in different ways, all while building that group bond. The guide makes it clear it's very much about doing the therapeutic work, not just talking about it abstractly.
Right. Now, finding the right group and therapist is obviously key. The Understory Kids Guide offers some really practical advice on what parents should look for. They mention qualifications first. You want someone trained in things like developmental psychology, child development, and crucially, someone with experience actually leading groups with children. Managing group dynamics takes specific skill. You should also ask about group size and composition. Is it small enough for everyone to participate? Are the kids facing similar enough challenges for the peer support to be truly relevant? And then the basics, location and accessibility. Does an in-person group work for your schedule and location? Or are online options something to consider?
Asking those questions up front, like the guide suggests, is so important. It really empowers you as a parent to find the best fit. You want to make sure that group environment is going to feel supportive and be productive for your child's specific situation. It's about finding that right therapeutic match.
And speaking of accessibility, the guide tackles the question of what to do if there aren't good local options. It highlights online group therapy as a really growing and effective alternative. Yeah, it explains that online groups, usually done via secure video calls, can offer many of the same benefits as in-person therapy. It can be a great option for kids with anxiety who might feel safer starting from home, or obviously for families in more remote areas without easy access. The Understory Kids Guide actually encourages looking into telehealth platforms that specialize in kids' mental health, and it mentions that you might find innovative approaches online too, like groups incorporating play therapy techniques, which Understory Kids itself sometimes uses, as mentioned in their FAQs, because play can be such a natural way for kids to process things.
Absolutely. The rise of these online options, as the source notes, is huge. It really broadens access to these kinds of valuable group experiences for so many more families, breaking down some significant barriers.
Okay, so before you sign your child up, the guide really recommends having a good chat with a therapist first. It even lists key questions to ask. Things like, can you tell me more about the specific issues this group helps with, especially related to my child's behavior? What's the estimated length of therapy? What are the main goals for the group? How big is the group? And how do you make sure each child gets attention? How can I check in on my child's progress? And really importantly, what can we do at home to support what they're learning in the group?
That initial conversation is so vital. The guide emphasizes it as a chance to align expectations, really understand the process, and build that partnership with the therapist. That collaboration between therapist and parent is key to helping the child integrate what they're learning and keep making progress outside the sessions.
So wrapping things up, the Understory Kids Guide really frames group therapy as more than just a fix. It's presented as a valuable investment in your child's potential. It emphasizes that whether a child is dealing with anxiety, depression, ADHD, or big life changes like divorce, group therapy offers this unique chance, a chance to learn, to build essential life skills, and to heal in a space where they feel understood by peers, guided by a professional.
Exactly. It's about equipping them for the future, helping them build the confidence and skills to face challenges head on and thrive. The guide positions finding the right therapist, the right group, as that crucial first step in making that investment in their well-being.
So that brings us to the end of this deep dive into group therapy for children, drawing from that comprehensive guide from us here at Understory Kids. We've covered the why, the who benefits, the what happens in sessions, and the how of finding support, including those online options.
And we've really seen how powerful that connection with peers can be, especially in a structured, safe space with professional guidance. It's not just about coping skills. It's about fostering resilience, creating a real sense of belonging that comes from shared understanding.
Yeah, it truly highlights that unique blend, the power of kids supporting kids, combined with expert guidance. It's pretty special.
Which leads to, I think, an important question to ponder. We've seen how vital feeling seen, accepted, and connected is, both in formal therapy like this and in that case study example. So how can we, as parents, as educators, as communities, consciously create more of these kinds of safe haven spaces in kids' everyday lives? Spaces where they feel truly heard and supported as they navigate challenges, even outside a therapy setting.
That's a really great thought to leave everyone with from this deep dive. Thanks so much for joining us as we explored the Understory Kids Guide today.